You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Wednesday the 23rd of October, a nationwide hui will be held by thousands of workers in 12 different places in the country, following policies coming into place since the current government took power last year that impact workers' rights, such as abolishing fair pay agreements and mass job cuts in the public sector. According to RNZ's tracker, 2,000 public service jobs have been cut from the period of December last year to June this year, with 7,000 being cut from the public sector. Producer Joel spoke to the President of the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, NZCTU, Richard Wagstaff, about the plans for the nationwide hui and what the NZCTU hope to get out of this day of action.
Tomorrow, thousands of workers will be holding a nationwide day of action due to the extensive cuts we have seen to jobs since the national-led coalition government has come into power. What will this day of action look like?
Well, we're staging hui around the country in most of the main centres, from Whangarei to Invercargill and most places in between. And really, there are an opportunity for the union movement and for workers to discuss and consider and speak to the assault on workers that we've seen in the last 12 months. We've seen a real rise in unemployment, but we've seen, you know, basic attacks on workers' conditions and rights. We've seen fair pay agreements abolished. We've seen attacks on health and safety, on extension of 90-day trials, mass layoffs, attacks on the minimum wage, attacks on contractors and employees and so forth. There's been a long list of what we would consider anti-worker policies by this government, and they've rushed to put those in the first 12 months. And we think it's time to stand up and say these are really problematic. They're undermining the quality of work in this country and undermining our relationship with the government and with employers by such a difficult and harsh attack on working people.
And what is the aim of this day of action?
Well, the aim is to get workers together and to discuss, you know, what is happening and really to raise the consciousness of workers and anyone else who is coming along to the predicament we find ourselves in. This is, a really tough time for working people. Jobs being slashed, rights are being slashed, and we shouldn't just sit back and think it has to be this way. These are deliberate choices from a government who clearly doesn't support working people, because in fact all workers are affected by the changes that the government's brought about. Abolishing fair pay agreements does affect everybody. Extending 90-day trials, massive layoffs in the public sector, cuts to employment across the regions, removing basic rights for contractors, reducing sick leave and holiday pay and so forth. Those things affect all workers, and all workers should be very much interested and invested in the discussion we'll be having tomorrow.
For those who want to show their support, how can they do this?
Oh, turn up, come along and be part of the conversation. Get onto the CTU website and register and come along. It'd be great to see, be great to see, show your support.
And what are the locations that these huis will be taking place in?
Well, I've got a list I can go through, but it's Whangarei, Auckland, Hamilton, Mount Maunganui, Plymouth, Palmerston North, Wellington, Nelson, Greymouth, Christchurch, Dunedin and Invercargill. If you go onto our website, www.nzctu.org.nz, you'll be able to find the location and the exact start time. The start time ranges from about, in the main it's at lunchtime, about midday, 1 o'clock, but in a couple of places in Greymouth it's a bit later, but and in Invercargill it's a bit later, but yeah. Have a look on the website, find your place, find a venue and the start time and turn up and show support. It'd be great.
What would the NZCTU recommend the government do to rectify the concerns workers are currently having about their workers' rights?
Well, what we need to do, obviously, is part of this discussion is understanding that in the workplace, collective bargaining is going to be that much more important, and standing together is going to be that much more important when the central government has removed our rights in terms of legislation. So we need agreements in the workplace to protect us. But more broadly, there needs to be, you know, a wider understanding and a message sent to the government, you know, between now and the next election, that attacking workers' rights isn't popular and isn't the way to, is the wrong direction of travel for this country to become more prosperous for everybody.
That was the President of the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, Richard Wagstaff, speaking about a nationwide hui that is set to be held tomorrow over workers' rights concerns since the national-led government has taken power.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.